The lawsuit filed in September 2012 claimed the ordinance passed by the city is unconstitutional and is not evenly applied. A federal judge upheld the law's constitutionality but allowed it to continue based on the as-applied challenge. The lawyer for the six plaintiffs, Hamden, Connecticut-based Michael DiPrimo, has now subpoenaed Planned Parenthood of Northern New England, requesting documents pertaining to the job titles and duties of all employees at its Burlington Health Center.
And the reason we did that is that the ordinance we're challenging exempts from the reach of the ordinance reproductive health care facility employees and their agents acting within the scope of their employment. Now, it's uncontested that there are often many people representing, if you will, Planned Parenthood who stand with inside the buffer zone while my clients are there. And I don't know what their job function is, so I don't know whether or not they would properly fall within the scope of the exemption. And the only way to determine that is to actually find out what their particular job titles and duties are. We're not seeking any personal information at all.
Planned Parenthood of Northern New England attorney Claudine Safar says their concern over the subpoena is an issue of relevance.
We don't see the information sought by the subpoena to be relevant to the questions that still exist before the court in the underlying lawsuit. And we're not reading the subpoena to ask for specific patients' information, but rather to determine the numbers of procedures and the numbers of referrals. So it's burdensome, first and foremost, and it's not relevant to the issues that are still left before the court.
Although the suit is against the city and not Planned Parenthood, DiPrimo explains that the information aids his client's claim regarding viewpoint discrimination.
The question becomes whether or not the folks who are representatives of Planned Parenthood, who are being left alone by the police when the police officer is chasing my clients outside the zone, whether or not those folks are properly exempted from the ordinance. If they're not, then we've got a clear viewpoint discrimination claim or evidence for that claim, at least in my opinion.
Attorney Safar says if someone is seeking discovery in a lawsuit, he or she must seek relevant information.
We have at this point filed a partial motion to quash, so there is some information that we are willing to provide, but we're not willing to provide all of the information that is sought in the subpoena. So at this point, we have said we're asking the court to quash part of the subpoena and not force Planned Parenthood to turn over that information.
One of the six plaintiffs, South Burlington resident Agnes Clift, has been praying outside of Planned Parenthood for 5 years.
We like to be able to stand within a reasonable distance of women so that we can communicate with them, offer them support, encourage them to consider alternatives, and offer them literature.
Burlington's ordinance went into effect in August 2012. Attorney DiPrimo won a reproductive health care buffer zone case against West Palm Beach, Florida, and is appealing a similar suit in Massachusetts. Calls to the attorney representing the city of Burlington were not returned in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.